Hi, the thing that I continue to struggle with is that I was raped by a boss after an evening of drinking. It's hard to even say those words out loud, to even call it that. But I struggle with it because I had had so much to drink that night. And for a long time, I blamed myself for putting myself into a position where I was so intoxicated that I was in a blackout and I could not say no. I've carried that in my body, I've carried it in my heart. I've blamed myself. And I've carried that shame, and that was not the only time. I lived for many years in a cycle of drinking to blackout and having sex with strangers and not knowing where I was in the morning. And I have shame in that I put myself into positions around dangerous men. And didn't care for my body, my mind, my spirit, my soul. I saw the man recently, and I froze. When I see him in my community, I feel it in my body again, and I don't know how I'm ever gonna break free of it, but I know speaking it out like that and calling it like what it is really, really vital. I saw him once. At church, he goes to my church. And I was speaking at my church, and I saw him in the audience, and I was brought back to that night in that hotel room. And I don't know how to shake the shame. When I was speaking at church, I prayed. When I saw his eyes, I felt like I saw the devil looking into me. And I just prayed for strength and for healing. And I pray for it every single day. I feel it in my body. I guess if I'm being really honest, it's not just about that one man, it's about all the men. It's about the shame of being a wife and a mother who came home from trips and had to find the nearest pharmacy to get plan B, and then go into the office and go home and act like everything was okay, and it wasn't. And it's been years, and I'm still carrying it around with me, and it sucks. What part was my part? What was not? Why did I drink myself into a blackout over and over? And over again. I know something. I don't do that anymore. Not today. Today, I am proud of the woman that I have become, and I am becoming, and I am in progress. Today I woke up knowing where I was, knowing I had not had a drink, and being strong and present and clear. I will not let shame conquer me. I choose the light. I choose to walk into what I was called for here, and I believe that I was called for a mission by a power beyond imagination. I am committed to using my story to help other women who walk in shame, other women who have been violated, other women who have been degraded. I will use my story. I will use this shame it is becoming my strength. We can flip this shit. We can take it back. I'm breathing even deeper now. I think every time I say it, it becomes less powerful. It wasn't my fault that night. It's never any woman's fault. And we're moving in such a bigger way to lift each other up and say, there's no shame. Do not take the pain of men onto your shoulders and into your heart and into your body. It is them. It is systemic. It is not ours to carry anymore. And I am releasing it. I am releasing that shame today. I'm releasing the societal bullshit that says that we're supposed to carry this toxic masculinity. It's not mine. I am strong. I am powerful. And I'm committed today to speak out loud, speak against the shame, and to step into the light and to help other women. Thank you for letting me share my story. Thank you for this remarkable work. Thank you for helping me get a little more free from my shame and a little closer to the light.